Any winner, Sharon Gliss is here to talk about her reunion performance with Ty Daly at the Richmond Hermit Aid Foundation's 25th Help Us on the Way event that takes place on August 18th in San Francisco, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, my friend. I'm ready.
How did you get involved with the Help Us on the Way event?
Years ago, it has to be like 20, maybe 30 years ago, an organization called STAGE. Help Us on the Way. I started originally in Los Angeles, and Ty Daly and I were asked to come and do this particular song, which is very funny and very specific to the two of us. And now, all these many years later, we're being asked to do it in San Francisco. We've done San Francisco before, but Ty is the singer, so the last time we were up there doing Help Us on the Way in San Francisco, she sang a single, and they dressed me up as a French maid who cleaned up her dressing room. It's always that way. But now we're going to be doing a sort of a reunion of the song we did, let's say, 25 years ago.
Tell us about this reunion performance and what the song is about.
The song is about, it's from the musical City of Angels, about an author and the character he wrote. So this song called You're Nothing Without Me. Now, the nature of the song is really a comedy between Ty and me.
What would you like to accomplish with this performance?
I'll make people laugh. That's all. Just to provide 10 minutes of joy. And I guess to show that Ty and I are very active in the fight against AIDS. And we show up. And also, in Ty's my particular song, it's to make you laugh and make you feel glad you came.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ civil rights?
I show up and do whatever is needed. My granddaughter is gay. I did a series called Queer as Folk, which educated me beyond any class I could take, any political science class I could take. I learned a great deal, and I learned what help the gay community needs. And you don't have to be gay to step up and give your heart and your money and your time. And so that's what I do. I just show up when they call me. But because of Queer as Folk, I have an education that, you know, many of my peers do not have. I watched it, I dragged through it, and I say that in the best possible way. This is such a cliche, some of my best friends are gay. That is the truth. I'm often being accused of gay, and I just say, absolutely. Well, if not gay, I'm festive. They're my people, and I want to help.
How do you see our LGBTQ community or any minority moving forward in this Trump administration, especially with the 2020 election coming up?
How do I feel about it? I'm angry. I'm frightened. The one I'm afraid of is Pence. Be very careful about him. Anything you can do to keep him from getting in office, anything you can do to keep Pence out, because he's your enemy. And I think he will do whatever he can to annihilate the gay community off the face of this earth. I think he's a homophobic, self-loathing man. But that's just my opinion. I'm afraid because of our Supreme Court. And there's a part of me, I hate saying this, I don't want to make it real. There's a part of me that's afraid that Trump may stay unless we bring somebody else in. But this is another area where I think money is needed. But I'll tell you, I gave a lot of money to Hillary. She didn't win. I'm afraid about him, Trump. I can never call him my president. I can be afraid, I can be angry, but I cannot stop having hope. This is all going to change. We've just all come too far in our fighting for the gay community. And we really have to have it taken away. But I'm up for the fight.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I think children who are in trouble like that, and I have run across them, they need to run for help. They cannot stay alone with their thoughts. They need to run to the Trevor Project. There are people out there who are waiting to catch them, waiting to save them, waiting to get them to safety. Just being a teenager alone. When I was a teenager, I wanted to end it, and I lived to prove that it's a really great life. But they must run to somebody who can help them. Do not stay alone because they are not alone. The lowest form of human is a bully. Don't give them that power. You are powerful, I'm still here. And you just need to find out, ask around, and go get yourself help, but do not try to do this alone. You've got to be strong enough just for 1 minute to save yourself and run for help, and help is all over the country. Anyway, please, please don't think there aren't people who love you, because we all do. We just haven't had the pleasure of meeting you yet.
How can people get information about the Richmond Ermitt Aid Foundation and also the Help Is On The Way event that takes place on August 18th?
Well, you can go on your computer and look up reaf.org. That's R like Robert, E like Edward, A like Adam, F like Frank.org. You go there and they will sell you as many tickets as you want, unless we get sold out, which does happen. It's a big night, but that's how you do it.
What other projects are you working on?
I'm sad because I did a pilot this year, Elizabeth Shue, whom I love, and it didn't sell. And that's the life of an actor, you know. You get excited, you shoot, you fall in love with the project, and then somebody says no. So I'm back working on my book. I've been writing a book. Simon & Schuster is my publisher. You want to know the name of my book? You ready? Apparently there were complaints. Is that the best? So that's my anyway. I am writing a book. I went to CBS 2 years ago, and thinking I was going to be offered a series. And I sat and regaled them with laughter for an hour, and at the end of it, the president of CBS said, "You know, Sharon, we own Simon & Schuster." I said, "No, I didn't know that." And they said, "Well, we do. We think you've got a book in you." I said, "Well, that isn't what I had in mind." That's what I got to do. I got a book deal. So I'm working on my book.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
Why do we not see more of you? Working is my favorite thing to do. Being an actress has kept me busy, fortunately, and younger than my years, and happy, and I miss it.
Do you think there'll ever be a Queer as Folk reunion?
We have been asked, and all of us, everybody in the cast, for it. But Showtime, for some reason, because it's not Jerry Offley who picked the show, the very courageous man to do that. It was certainly the first time a network had ever taken a chance like that. That's the reason I wanted to do it. I love the sexuality of it. The first episode, they hook you in, you know, and then we get deeper than that. But when is there going to be a new Queer as Folk reunion, or do I want one? Yes, I do. I don't think anybody's done as good a job trying to copy any of them. And those boys and those two women were wonderful. They were brave and courageous. And it wasn't just about the sex, although that is what real people in. And then we dealt with the real problems, the social problems, the emotional problems. It was like a class. And it saved people's lives, Charlotte. We've got letters all the time saying, "My friend didn't get to see Queer as Folk. It didn't come on in time." He said, "So he's gone now." He said, "I saw it and it saved my life and it kept me here." All the time we got letters like that. It was very much like Cagney and Lacey in that way. For one was women and now the gay community. But it represented the gays as they'd never been represented before, with intelligence and humor and tears and everything else that we all go through. And that's what Cagney and Lacey did too. So just a little aside, I have been very, very fortunate to be in both those shows.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes. My father, at a very low time in my life, when I was being sent off to Hazleton. You know what Hazleton is? The Harvard of the rehabs? Hazleton is the alcohol and drug abuse center that Betty Ford fashioned hers out of. I was put in Hazleton because it was discovered I was alcoholic. I was not in agreement with it at the time. Nobody is who personally goes in. That's part of the fun. But my father said to me, "Don't let them break your spirit." And then he ended by saying, "You always land on your feet, Sharon." And those things are true. I don't let anybody break my spirit. And consequently, I think my life shows I always land on my feet. Eventually, I always do. So it came from my father, who wasn't really a great father, and not a good husband, but he left me with those. Don't let them break your spirit. He noticed me, so I turned and I listened. Okay, Daddy. And you always land on your feet, darling. And I think it's because I don't let anybody break my spirit.